in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Yesterday we started looking at the requirements for a good harvest. This is our year of supernatural harvest, and we are reaping already. So the question is, what are the requirements for a bumper harvest? What are the requirements for a bountiful harvest? What are the requirements for a good harvest? And the first one we looked at yesterday extensively is what? So you start the journey to reaping a good harvest, start by what? You sowing a what? A good quality seed. We say without seed there is no harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Galatians 6:7, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. 2 Corinthians 9:10, God multiplies your seed sown. No seed, no harvest. And you saw in Genesis 26:12, in Philistine, the land of Philistine in Gera, during a period of famine. During famine, when people are eating what they have left, eating even their savings. Look up. Let me give you wisdom. Savings is good. It teaches you financial discipline and is important. But listen, during famine, people don't survive by savings. Eh? Because even the little they save, it will finish. You remember the famine in Egypt, those 7 years of famine? Am I communicating? People have to come and buy food from a man operating with the wisdom of God. Praise God. When others were eating what they had left, following divine instruction, the Bible said, then Isaac sowed in that land. You see that? And received in the same year a hundredfold harvest. There was no, without sowing any seed, will he get hundredfold harvest? No. God cannot multiply nothing. God only multiply your seed sown. Praise God. And the Lord bless him. Verse 13, and the man waxed great, grew, went forward, made progress, until he became very great. New King James said, he began to prosper, he continued prospering until he became very prosperous. That is New King James Version. And he became an enviable personality. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants. Watch this, all this harvest of blessings began with what? Isaac sowed. That's how it begins. And we looked at different kind of seed, right? That you sow. We said there are different kinds of seed to sow depending on what? The kind of harvest that you are expecting. depending on your desired harvest, the kind of harvest you desire, you envision, okay, you envisage, it determines the kind of seed that you sow. And the first kind of seed we sow to sow is what? The seed of the word of God. We say the word of God is the greatest seed, is the most important seed. In fact, all other seeds depend on this one to work. Okay? Luke 8:5 and then Luke 8:11, Matthew 13:19, Mark 4:13-14. In the parable of the sower, the seed is the word of God. Praise God. And then you see that in all those scriptures I just mentioned. Then another kind of seed we saw is the seed of what? Prayers and fasting. Just like we are on 21 days prayer and fasting exercise. Do you know you are sowing a seed? Yes, you are. So don't be weary. Don't become tired. Yesterday, I taught you the power of consistency. You remember the Chinese bamboo tree story? If you were not here yesterday, please get the message. Very powerful. Today is a part two. It's like a series. Yesterday was requirement for a good harvest part one. Today is requirement for a good harvest part two. Okay? So, don't be tired. Watch this. Do you know that? Look up. Do you know that? What you do in this January, the kind of seed you sow, the kind of prayer, fasting, another kind of seed you sow, determines the harvest you get throughout the year. And even next year. Am I communicating? Yes. How you handle January, what you do in January, determines what will happen in 2023. There is no result without input. Without you making any effort, you do nothing, you get nothing. Am I communicating? So be diligent to sow the necessary seed in prayer, in fasting. Your body, your flesh may not feel like it, but in this kingdom we don't live by feelings, we live by faith. Am I communicating? There are times that I wake up, I don't feel like coming here to preach. If I'm to go by my feelings, I just feel like chilling on the bed, maybe sipping something, you know, just watching, you understand, just chill. If you go by feelings, you will never fulfill your destiny. You will end up a flat failure. Okay? Then the third kind of seed we saw was what? Yes. Money and material resources, financial seed. And we say if you want harvest of money, you sow which kind of seed? Financial seed. If you sow prayer alone when you need harvest of money, you will get which kind of harvest? God will raise intercessors for you too. No, not true now. Those that will be praying for you. All your millions and billions will be accumulating only in the spirit realm. You won't see them in the... You will see it in your dream. You'll be seeing them, you'll be counting even dollars in your dream. You are a millionaire in your dream. But in this realm, you will not see them. If all you do is pray and fast alone for financial breakthrough, you have to sow financial seed. Every financial or material provisional miracle in the Bible is always provoked by a material financial seed. Okay? Ecclesiastes 11:4. It says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand. Sow and keep sowing. Don't get tired. Okay? Because he said, he that observeth the wind shall not sow. If you are waiting for convenient, give me that translation that talks about convenient time. If you are waiting for convenient time, you will never have convenient time to give. Oh, say, I have too many problems, I cannot give now. Let me wait when the old boy, you never learn. Is it he that observeth the wind shall not? How else will you come out of those financial problems if you don't give? Talk to me. Hmm. he who observes the wind, wait for all conditions to be favorable, will not sow. He who regards the cloud will not weep. Next verse. Okay, jump to verse 6. He said, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hands. You see that? So, he said, be diligent in sowing your seeds. That's what he said. For you know not which shall prosper, whether this or that, whether both alike will be good. Can you see that? Then another kind of seed I'll talk about today is, well, seed of knowledge. Knowledge too is a seed. That's why we say, go for knowledge. Job said, I will fetch my knowledge from afar. Knowledge is a seed for change. You want your life to change, you want to improve your result, improve your outcome. Your personal growth and development is highly knowledge dependent. Your destiny, the outcome of your life and destiny is highly knowledge dependent. Do you have a library? If I visit you, the number one thing I'm interested in is your library, not your big flat screen TV that covered everywhere. Am I communicating? In Africa, most people don't value knowledge. And that is why Africa is backward. Am I communicating? We need to bring a revolution. Have placed very high premium on knowledge. In Africa, people prefer iPhone to a good book that will change their life. Pastor Sam Adeyemi said, God forbid, he was just giving an example. He said, if there is a fire incident in his house, and they tell him that he has the privilege of moving just two items out of the house, only two. He said he will move his Bible one, then he will move his library two. He didn't mention castle, and he asked them. He didn't mention TV, money. He didn't mention any of those material things. Why? Because he knows that the wisdom and knowledge and understanding he will glean from, that he got from those books, will make him a manufacturer of everything else. It will make him a wealth creator. It will make him a money magnet. In fact, real money itself in the 21st century is portable knowledge. Real money, but the thing has gone far. It's no longer the one in your account or paper money. It's portable knowledge. Praise God. You always pay for your ignorance, right? When your phone spoiled, if you knew how to repair it, will you have taken it to Hamas and paid them? You will have repaired it yourself. When you were sick, you went to the hospital. Now, if you know how to treat yourself, if you know what the doctor knows, will you go to the hospital? Are you getting me? You're in life, you always pay for your ignorance. And you get paid for what you know. To increase your earning, increase your learning. There is a linear relationship between earning power and learning. Am I communicating? This is why the managing director and manager and general manager, they are paid higher than, more salary, their pay is higher than a cleaner, because two of them, their learning curve is not the same. Am I communicating? So go for not tell you, this period, read new books. How many books have you decided to read this year? In your area of need, in your finances, have you decided the books you must read this year? In your career, to improve your career, to build your capacity, to grow, to develop yourself. In the area of your career, your job, your profession, have you decided the books you must read this year and study and apply those things you have learned? What about relationship? You are planning to marry. You've been praying for a life partner and you are not going for knowledge. You are not, you see the problem. You'll be praying for life partner. You have even, by faith, you've written your wedding date. How many books have you read on relationship and marriage? Yeah. You say, hey, Papa, how can I even read when I don't even have the book? Yeah. But you buy shawarma. Carry your money. Even if you are buying 1, 2, 3 books every month, by the end of the year, how many books will you have bought? New books. If you buy one book per month, that's 12 new books. If you buy 2, 2, 24 new books. If you buy 3, 3, how many? Your library is growing. One of the habits of successful people is that they are what? Ardent readers. They are very hungry for knowledge. Go and check all the poor people, including some of our poor parents. They don't have any library. Go and check. Am I lying? Financial literacy, zero. Financial intelligence, minus something. So you now see that their poverty is not a mystery. And you haven't seen that, you are now going their way too. Read book for where? Praise God. You will not end up like that. Which book will you read? Have you decided to read to improve your spirituality, your spiritual life, your prayer life? Am I communicating? Your relationship with God. Books that will set you on fire. So, sow the seed of knowledge, oh, if you want your life to change and make progress in the right direction. Another kind of seed is seed of service. Service, especially kingdom service. Ephesians 6 verse 7 to 8. Seed of service. So as you are serving God in sanctuary department, in intimacy, in protocol, in prayer department, know that you are sowing seed. You are not wasting time. God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. Am I communicating? Seeds of kingdom service. And if you serve well, God will pay you. And when we say kingdom service, it includes soul winning. You get paid. He said, he that reapeth souls into the kingdom receiveth wages. As you engage in intercessory prayer for kingdom advancement and salvation of soul, you are also sowing seed. Is it with goodwill doing this, doing service? Okay, so do service with, serve with the right heart, the right motive. As to the Lord. As to the what? Did he say as to pastor? As to apostle? As to the set man? As to your HOD? As unto, this should be your attitude in service. Some of you there, I know serve again. See the way they talk to me. I even senior ammo. Nobody say I dey say make I serve. This one go fit talk to me. See? I even doing it with style. I no do again. You are a fool. Know how to know people that are eye service champions in your absence. You the leader in your absence. That is how you will know. When you are not around, they will not want to serve at all, or they will not serve well. But when you are around, hey, they are everywhere. These are eye service champions. That's why whenever I'm not around, I'm more interested in the people that are there. And you understand, because anybody can do eye service when the leader is there, but it is in his absence you know those that are truly faithful and committed, not in his presence. So he said, when you serve well, he said, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he what? Receive of the Lord. So if you sow good seed of service, you will get rewarded. Can you shout amen? Is service a good thing? So he said you will be rewarded. Then another kind of seed there is words. Your words. Apart from the word of God, the words you speak. Mark 11:23, Jesus said, you shall have what you say. You will reap the harvest of the words you speak. Listen, anything you don't want to see in your life, don't say it with your mouth. Don't curse your future. Speaking is seed sowing, and you reap a harvest of what you sow depending on what you said. Just like you cannot plant mango seed and expect plantain harvest, it's the same way you cannot be speaking lack, speaking poverty, speaking shortage, speaking all of that and expect to walk in prosperity. You can't be talking sickness, talking failure, and expect to walk in health and success. It doesn't work like that. Speaking is seed sowing. Your words are seeds. Every human being is a living, walking storehouse, warehouse of seed. Let me tell your neighbor, you are a living and a walking warehouse of seed. Ensure you are sowing the right seed. Anything you know, any kind of harvest you don't want to see in your life, don't say it with your mouth. Thinking bad thoughts is not as terrible as speaking them. When you say it, you give birth to them. So kill every thought unspoken, dies unborn. The mouth is like a womb. So if bad thought come to your mind, kill it. Don't allow it come out of your mouth. You must discipline your mouth. No matter how you feel bad, there are some things that should not come out of your mouth. Self-control involves the mouth. The self-control of all other parts of your body is dependent on your word, tongue control. That's the beginning point. If you can't bridle your tongue, you can't bridle any part of your body. Praise God. So the right seed, so. Every day you wake up before you go out, sow the right seeds with your words of faith. Speak faith-filled words. Numbers 14:28. God said, as you have spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Job 22:29. Thou shalt decree a thing that you are sowing seed, and it shall be established unto you. You get the harvest. Then, lastly, another kind of seed is your deeds or actions. And when I say deeds or action, just put dash. What am I talking about? Love, kindness. Love is a seed. Learn to show love to people. Kindness is a seed. You reap harvest of what? Kindness. Favor is a seed. You show people favor, you reap harvest of favor. Mercy is a seed. Show, Jesus said, Matthew 5:7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you know why some people, even God does not show them mercy? Should I tell you? Because they themselves are wicked. They have never shown anybody mercy. So learn to sow seeds of love, seeds of kindness. You want people to show you kindness, you yourself show people kindness. You want people to show you favor, sow seed of favor into people's life. Am I communicating? Meekness is a seed. Humility. Character. Your character is a seed. Goodness is a seed. The help, the assistance you render people is a seed. If you help nobody, nobody too will help you. Praise God. So the kind of seed that you want to reap the harvest. You know, they say this year, one of the dimensions of harvest is supernatural favor. Learn to sow seeds of favor. Am I communicating? Then you reap harvest of favor too. So this is the number one what? Requirement for a good harvest. As you can see, I'm not rushing it. So that you can be established in this present truth. Praise God. Next, number two requirement. All what I've said is just number one, including yesterday's own. Number two, are you ready? So after sowing good quality seed, actually this one should have come before the first one. This should have been number one. Okay, but okay, the both of them, they are related. Number two, good quality soil. Number two requirement for a good harvest is that you must get a good quality soil where to plant your seed. You don't just throw your seed anywhere. Look up. Imagine you want to plant maize and you throw it on this concrete ground. Will you get any harvest? Will it grow? What will happen to the seed? Die. So you have to qualify the kind of what? Soil where you plant it. It must be what? Good quality, loamy soil. You know, agriculture now, we are taught different kind of soil. There is sandy soil. Help me now. Clay soil. Uh-huh. Which one is the best? You look for fertile ground. Genesis 2 verse 5. Now, two things I will say under good quality soil or ground. Okay, let me read this scripture first. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. Watch this. He said, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Why? And there was not a man to till the ground. So you must prepare the ground. You must plow the ground. It's a very laborious process. It requires energy. It requires effort. You must what? Plow the ground. You must break up the fallow ground. Is that not what the prophet said? Break up the fallow ground. Don't sow among thorns. Am I communicating? You prepare the ground. It requires labor. It requires effort before you sow the seed. So the ground, the soil must be well prepared. Very important. There was no man to till the ground. Tilling the ground connotes diligence. Walk. Tell your neighbor, walk, or else nothing will work in your life. Then give me Jeremiah 4 verse 3. And guess what? One of the prophetic meaning of that ground where you sow your seed, the soil, is the condition of your heart, the state of your heart, the motive. Am I communicating? The attitude of your heart, the state of your heart. We'll look at it at the parable of the sower. So you have to prepare your heart. You prepare the ground of your heart, the soil of your heart, so that the seed of the word of God can be planted and for it to grow and for it to prosper. He said, for thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up what? Your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Break up your fallow ground. Don't just sow your seed like that. Break up the fallow. How do you break up the fallow ground? Hosea, prophet Hosea told us. I think Hosea 10 verse 12. Give me Hosea 10 verse 12. Prophet Hosea explained to us how to break up the fallow ground. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. He said, break up your fallow ground. So how are we going to do it? He said, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time to seek the Lord. So you break up your fallow ground by seeking the Lord in prayer. Am I communicating? So after sowing your seed, don't go to rest. Don't go and sleep. What do? You what? Break up your fallow ground in the place of prayer. So prayer becomes more very important after you have sown your seed. Am I communicating? You break up your fallow ground by seeking the Lord. You blast in tongues. Shaka baso brakata. Sometimes, listen, so I've told you yesterday, sometimes I listen to some messages in tongues. I mix it with tongues. Sometimes I'm sitting like this as the word of God is coming. I am blasting in tongues. What am I doing? I'm breaking up the fallow ground of my heart so that the seed of the word can be planted and it will take root. Am I communicating? Some Christians, they go to church Sunday after Sunday. They hear through this ear, it comes out through the other ear. Why? Because their heart is unprepared. Their heart has not been well plowed. Their heart, the ground of their heart, the soil of their heart has not been broken for the seed of the word to be planted. So the word is not producing result. Am I communicating? This is why we pray before the word comes. It's not just coming to preach. No. The state of people's heart must be prepared. You have to break up the fallow ground of your heart so that you don't sow among thorns. And you do that through prayers, heartfelt prayer, especially praying in the spirit. He said, till God will come, and then he will release the rain righteousness upon you. And that takes me to the next point. Third requirement for your harvest. Good harvest. Rain. In bracket, just put a watering system. A system of watering. Watering system. We all know that one of the conditions for germination is water. Am I communicating? He said, break up the fallow ground. Prayer will not just help you break up the fallow ground. Prayer will also what? Bring about the supply of the rain. Am I communicating? He says, it's time to seek the Lord till he come to rain upon you. You remember in Isaiah 32:15, it says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the rain of the Spirit will lead to what? What will result? And the wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. Without water, no seed will germinate, no matter how well the quality of the seed is. The seed will die without water. So there has to be a system of watering your seed in the place. As you pray in tongues, you are watering your seed soon. Am I communicating? As you praise God, you are watering your seed. As you begin to declare words of faith, making confession, prophesying, releasing prophetic word, you are watering your seed. So after sowing, there are things you do for you to reap your harvest. Am I communicating? You water your seed by praying in tongues. You water your seed by praising and worshiping God. You water your seed by what? Your faith-filled proclamation, your confessions of faith, your declaration, your prophetic words, they supply the rain. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:6. Thank you. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos have watered, and God gave the increase or the harvest. So for you to reap the harvest of increase, there must first be a planting of the seed on the ground that is well prepared, and then there must be a system of watering, and the water comes from the Holy Spirit, the rain of the Spirit. That was a theme for last year. God gave us the rain last year so that we prepare and release the harvest this year. So you see that God is a God of order. Am I communicating? Because every harvest is preceded by rain. So you need a system of watering. The water can come from the rain from heaven, or from the well, or from the river, any water body. You remember the story of Isaac in Genesis 26 that we read? He sowed in a period of famine. Have you ever wondered how he got water to water his crop, his seed that he sowed? Because there was no rain. This was during famine. Guess what? It was from the wells that his father dug, Abraham. God gave him wisdom for irrigation farming. So Isaac was a pioneer of irrigation farming, not Melambu people. The blessing gave him divine creativity and innovation. Look how Isaac, others were waiting for rain to come from up. The guy sat down. He said, water is water, whether from up or under the ground. So he decided, while others were waiting for rain, the wisdom of God moved him. And then he looked at the way his father, there's water inside now. So they dug, and then they hit Gosha. Am I communicating? And then they use it to water the crop. Is that not water? And that was how he got his harvest. You need a system of watering your seed. Am I communicating? Are you enjoying this teaching? Zechariah 10 verse 1. It says, ask ye of the Lord rain. In the time of the latter rain, the Lord will make bright cloud. Zechariah 10 verse 1. It says, ask ye of the Lord in prayer. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. After sowing your seed, you need to engage in prayer and supplication for the release of the rain of the Spirit, for the supply of the rain of the Spirit, so that your seed will not die. So the Lord will make bright clouds, and then the Lord will give them what? Showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Kelabakasa. Give me an amplified. I like the way the scripture put it in amplified. It says, ask ye of the Lord. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain or spring rain. It is the Lord who makes lightnings which usher in the rain and give men what? Showers and grass to everyone in the field. Can you shout amen? Isaiah 65 verse 9. Isaiah 65 verse 9. Kalabakoshalabragadegebosha 9 and 10. It says, and I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob. Psalms, give me Psalms rather. It's Psalms, not Isaiah, sorry. Psalm 65 verse 9. It says, thou visitest the earth, talking about God, and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them what? Corn. When thou hast provided for it. Can you see this? So there is a release of corn, harvest of corn, divine provision. Why? Because God visits the earth and then release what? Water of the Spirit. And enriches it with the river of God. There can't be harvest without a system of watering your seed, without the rain. Kalibo Kosha. Psalm 55 verse 10. Psalm 55 verse 10. Brando Boko Sabagadia. Leko Frokotos. Is it day and night they go about it? Isaiah 55 verse 10. Isaiah 55. It says, so shall my word be. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth. You see that? And maketh it to bring forth. So it is the rain that makes the seed sown to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and then bread to the eater. Then Deuteronomy 11 verse 14. Deuteronomy 11 14. Manda bakosha la brakate kebo sala brakataya. In Graskotaya. We'll stop here today. Tomorrow we'll continue. I've given out how many now? How many have we looked at now? Requirements for a good harvest. Number one, sow good quality seed. Number two, sow that seed into good quality soil, right? Number three, you need a system of watering the seed. Okay? I will stop here. Kelabaya. We'll take it step by step. Because this year, you must reap your bumper harvest. I say this year, you must reap your bumper harvest. Deuteronomy 11 verse 14. That I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. The first rain and the latter rain. that thou mayest what? Gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. All these harvests, he said, you will gather. You see, before there is an ingathering, before the harvest is what? The release of the rain in its due season. Am I communicating? The rain of the Spirit, the rain of blessings. Then Joel 2:23. Rise to your feet. Joel 2:23. Rise to your feet. Makabako sofrahatai. He said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the former rain moderately. It will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And as a result of the rain, 24, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with what? Wine and oil. Before all this harvest, before you can gather all this, it all began with the release of the rain, which is an admixture of the former and the latter rain. Are you ready to prepare the soil of your heart to become a good ground? You know, in the parable of the sower, Jesus said, those that fell on good ground are those that heard the word and understood it. Am I communicating? And then it brought forth result according to their level of understanding. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Don't just be satisfied with 30-fold level of result or 60-fold. There is provision for 100-fold, which is the maximum. Am I communicating? In the place of prayer, it says, break up your fallow ground. Are you ready to break up so that we don't sow, you don't sow the seed of the word of God into a thorny ground? Sow not among thorns. Palekobakasaya. He said, it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rain upon us righteousness, until he come and release the rain of the Spirit, that we make the seed sown to germinate, to yield a mighty bumper harvest. I want you to lift up your voice and pray in tongues. Go ahead and pray in tongues.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.